Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. Welcome to Money Savage, Savage Approach Personal Finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Leslie Girone. Leslie, are you ready to do this?
I am. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Let's do this. Leslie is the founder of Money Smart 101. She is an ambassador for Sammy Rabbit. I'm excited to have you on. Leslie, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
All right. Well, I'm very passionate about teaching kids about great money habits. I've always been a saver. My parents instilled that skill in me. My dad works in banking and collections. Definitely heard a lot of crazy stories over the years, but he really made an effort to teach me and my sisters to always be savers. And that really helped me in adulthood. In my early 20s, I was laid off from a position. I was interviewing for other jobs, seeing that other people that worked in my old company were applying to the same jobs, and we relatively had the same resume. And since I had always been a saver, I wasn't forced to take the next job just for a paycheck. So I had a little bit of time to focus on some personal hobbies. I started a newsletter from scratch, wrote the articles, sold the ads, and realized I have a knack for this entrepreneurship thing. I had a roommate at the time who was making six figures, had a really successful career. And one morning she asked me for $20 for gas to get to work. And I was unemployed at the time. I was just shocked that her finances were in such a bad spot. And she had told me that she's like, no one ever taught me. And I had realized, if your parents don't teach you, you don't learn in school, and you can really get yourself in a lot of trouble, even if you have a high paying job. So that motivated me to start Money Smart 101. So I would go to middle schools, typically sixth through ninth grade, and do assembly like presentations and teach kids about money management. Then I got in contact with Sam Renick of Sammy Rabbit, who has a phenomenal program for young kids. Even though I thought middle school was a great age, I thought that was, pretty young. Research shows that adult money or that money habits are formed as early as age 7, according to Cambridge University research. So we see in studies that a lack of financial literacy has become a worldwide epidemic, but the right financial habits empower us. So we think it's really important to teach kids really young. And Sammy Rabbit makes it easy to teach kids great money habits with songs, stories, and activities that stick in kids' hearts and heads. And we believe great money habits give all kids a better and brighter future.
Got it. I love it. I think that we're very well aware on this show of the problems of a lack of financial literacy and then how that actually manifests itself. So what as you're telling me the story about how you were a saver as a young person and how your dad was in banking and collections, I can only imagine the cautionary tales that he would maybe share with you. But tell me a little bit about more about how you were a saver when you were little. Was it you really were looking for ways to make money so you could put money in a piggy bank? Was it you had things that you wanted to buy and so you saved up for them? Was it a little bit of everything?
I think it was a little bit of both. I remember one of my first money memories was in kindergarten. I was on a soccer team and we had to sell Hershey's chocolate bars. And being 5 years old, I didn't realize that I just assumed I could keep all the money for the chocolate bars I could sell. And I was like, my parents couldn't believe how I wasn't shy at all. I'm knocking on every single door because I'm thinking I'm going to pocket all this money. But yeah, then I got into Girl Scouts. I took Girl Scout cookie season very seriously. So I think I just have a passion for sales at times. And yeah, just wanted to save. I wanted to not be dependent on my parents. If I was, you know, a young teenager, I want to take my babysitting money and spend it how I wanted or save for the future. So I think it was just a matter of independence.
Got it.
That kind of motivated my savings.
Yeah, well, I think that certainly makes sense. And then that next experience you shared about how your friend who you perceived to be pretty savvy and sharp didn't have money to be able to put gas in her car, and she says, "No one ever taught me."
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's one of those things. What goes through my head is, well, it's so interesting because isn't this pretty obvious? Like, shouldn't you know this? But it's not, right?
Exactly. It's not obvious. And I think some people have so much fear and anxiety around money that they avoid having to address the issue as much as they can avoid it.
Right. And unfortunately, for lack of a better term, and it's kind of somewhat appropriate, the rubber meets the road. You don't have money to put gas in your car. That's how that's going to work out. Or you don't have money to retire, or you can't pay your bills, whatever it might be. So I guess getting down to the root of the problem that parents aren't teaching kids at home, mm-hmm. or schools aren't teaching kids in the classroom. And just, do you have a sense of why that is?
Yes. I think it's a lack of confidence, a lack of resources. I mean, teachers might personally not feel too good about their own finances and not be confident to go into the classroom and teach kids about it. So I think that is part of the problem. There's not, on a school level, there's really no push for it. Unfortunately, certain states have passed legislation to have personal finances a graduation requirement. So we are seeing some progress there, but it's not a big focus in schools. And again, parents often don't feel confident or qualified to have those conversations.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no small feat to be a parent in general. I've got a 3-year-old and a 3-month-old, and there's just a lot of balls that are always in the air. So I can certainly see, once the kid's 5 or 8 or 9 or 10, if you are not intentional about it, if you don't have the tools, you don't have the resources, then it can be very easy to just put it off and put it off and put it off, like so many other things in our lives. So
exactly.
All right, so you mentioned 7 years old. Do you have a sense of why that age is maybe the correct age or a good age?
That was according to the research. I think it's, you're exposed to so much at such a young age, and your habits and your attitudes are formed. You might pick up on some anxieties from your parents. You might be motivated in certain ways, and some of those early childhood memories can really stick with you and influence how you see money moving forward.
Yeah. And 7 is that second grade, essentially? I'm asking you questions that I don't know.
Yeah. Depending, but yeah, on average, yeah.
Okay, I got it. So I think everybody who's listening is like, yeah, this is obviously a problem that we're not teaching kids about money. So tell us about your program and how it works, how people can use it, all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, Money Smart 101, I go to schools and do assemblies. I have a workbook. I can work with teachers to provide, you know, other resources for them to incorporate in the classroom or share with their parents. Also very involved with Sammy Rabbit. SammyRabbit.com has a wealth of resources. And what I think is my absolute favorite part are the songs and the stories and the activities. I'm going to play a quick song, a popular Sammy Rabbit song, just to give your subscribers a little idea of some of what makes Sammy Rabbit a little bit different and impactful for kids. So I'll just play this quick 15-second clip.
Cool.
Great. Here we go. So as you just heard in that, one of the popular lines of that is from every dollar, save a dime. So we really try to break it down to really, you know, simple steps, you know, high level, obviously, for young kids. And we have a wealth of songs, we have stories, we have different activities, so we can teach kids who learn in all different ways and engage with them in different ways and over, you know, several years.
And I think that's such an important thing, right? How you frame something or present information to anybody is so important, using stories or songs, whatever it might be. And certainly when we're talking about 7-year-olds or little kids, if you get up and you start going through a PowerPoint presentation about compound interest, it's probably not going to be a very effective thing. But having a cartoon rabbit as the ambassador, well, that's probably not the right term, having a cartoon rabbit as the person who's going to be teaching them about money, having fun songs, that's probably an effective delivery mechanism.
Yeah, we think so. We think it sticks in kids' hearts and heads.
Got it. And let's talk a little bit more about that, about just about the how what I guess challenge opportunity of helping a kid keep their attention and then learn. You mentioned you have a dollar, save a dime. What are some of these concepts that you're working to help kids understand early?
To get in the habit of saving, that saving is a great habit. We really drill that down, that saving is a great habit. In our stories, we have what Sammy's Big Dream, which is our latest campaign, is a story that centers on Sammy Rabbit's desire to participate in a class field trip to ride the world's first outer space roller coaster and whether or not he can earn and save enough money. So a lot of it is about working hard, not giving up, and continuously saving. And we also talk about sharing your money with friends, or how to save, invest, or spend your money.
Got
and
it.
Our resources give kids an opportunity to interact and discuss the story. Our biggest thing is using our resources to be a catalyst for conversation and learning more about money habits.
So in an ideal world, this education, it could be as simple as sitting down and reading your child Sammy's Big Dream, which is one of the books, and then talking a little bit about how it works. Or there's programs that people can take and put into an actual classroom and go through like a little presentation and then have a conversation about it.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, so Our books are available for anybody who's interested to reading to kids. And then we also have a adopt and sponsor a classroom program where we would provide 25 story books and a whole trainer kit for the teacher or for anybody who wants to lead one of these experiences and go into a classroom, really detailed, easy to follow steps and questions to ask kids and follow up activities so they can really get the whole concept of the story. And in this adopt and sponsor a classroom campaign, we have there's a storybook, and then there's a reading activity book where they color, and there's other activities again to reinforce the lessons in the storybook.
Got it. Certainly, I mean, I think that you mentioned that there's a trainer kit, and I think that that's probably one of the linchpins of the whole thing, because
you know,
if people don't have any idea how to use the tool, then it's not going to be effective.
Absolutely. And we've field tested this quite a bit. And kids absolutely love it. It's so rewarding going into a classroom and just like playing our music, reading the story. Kids are excited to see somebody new. And they really want to learn about money. Even second graders really, I feel like, do understand how important it is to have these skills. And just seeing them engage with Sammy Rabbit and sing along to the songs, it's super rewarding. You know, as someone who's passionate about early age financial literacy, but I really feel like we're really making a difference and setting kids up with, you know, the information and the skills that they need to move forward with great money habits.
And I think that obviously what I'm about to say is probably very, very true in your life, that there's so much at risk here. Either you take the initiative of teaching your children or giving people the resources to teach children about money, or they never learn about it, or they might learn about it by chance. So there's so much at risk here. How much time are we talking? Do people need to become money experts to be able to deliver these programs?
No, not at all. You can deliver one of these programs in 30 minutes. Again, it's very straightforward steps. It's reading the book, asking questions, and it's really engaging material. Kids really enjoy it. Some of their responses are adorable, some of the things that they're saving for, and it really just sparks, you know, the interest in their mind and to get them thinking, what is their big dream and what steps they need to take to achieve their dreams. And they know they're going to have to work hard and save money, and it's a really valuable lesson that we don't see too many in other resources or other stories. There's really not a lot out there about saving money.
No, I think that's fantastic. And just given that super simple framework, which you just described, it's like you're interested in going on a field trip, but it costs $100 or $50 or whatever. How in the world am I going to make this happen? Oh, okay. Here's the steps that I can take. Here's how long it's going to take me. Then obviously that framework is invaluable for any of us, and certainly for a kid to be able to learn that in second grade and then take those habits with them, or at least that framework with such a valuable thing.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Leslie, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
My tip was going to be to go to SammyRabbit.com and play our songs, or really just start the conversation with a young child in your life, whether it's your own kid, a niece or nephew, a neighbor, anybody. It's just starting those conversations with kids, and it can even be, what is your big dream, and you know, how are you going to save to achieve that dream? So yeah, my tip is to go to SammyRabbit.com, listen to our songs, and also just start the conversation with kids in your life.
Wink, that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on.
Come on.
That's really, I mean, that's the first, that's it. Just start the conversation. And this,
yep.
these books, and I can absolutely vouch for them because Sam Renick was, he's a former guest on the show, and he sends me all the books, and my kids, well, my 3-year-old loves them. I'm sure that my 3-month-old probably loves them too, but he's not quite as expressive. So I can certainly vouch for him as well. And tell us a little, tell me a little bit more again about the classroom program.
Sure. So it's a adopt and sponsor a classroom. If you go to SammyRabbit.com and then to the store, you can order it there. You can request, let us know what school you'd like it to go to. We can help you facilitate the Dream Big Read experience if you'd like to read to the students, or we can provide the resources to the school or to the teacher. So again, that's at SammyRabbit.com. And if you go to the store, and it will provide 25 books and the trainer kit.
And how much is that?
$150.
$150. Got it. Well, that's pretty cool. Nice. I love it. Well, Leslie, thank you so much for coming on. And I know that you've given the website, but tell us one more time where Savage Nation can learn more about you and then learn more about the program.
Sure. Well, my program, MoneySmart101.org, can learn a little bit about my resources for middle school age students. Again, that's MoneySmart101.org, and then SammyRabbit.com.
That's SammyRabbit.com. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed it as much as I did, show Leslie your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Thank you again, Leslie.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.